Well, it's not all over right at the moment. We've only just begun National Youth Week, and people who are interested in youth and what they think are Mission Australia. Ben Carblis, who's the director of New South Wales Mission Australia, joins us now. Now, you're planning to take a snapshot of what young people are thinking, Ben.
That's right, Jane. Today we're launching our 16th youth survey, where we really do want to listen to what our young people are thinking. And it really helps to capture the thoughts and minds of what they're thinking so that we can really, you know, advocate and support and provide services to really, you know, get behind our young people.
So you've done this for 16 years already. You must have a fairly good idea of just what the trends are in the way young people are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, the 16th year, it really does help to get a feel for trends. We do often see the same issues are at the top, but they do move around a little bit. Alcohol and drugs seem to be an issue that really are on the minds of our young people of New South Wales.
What point of view are they? How are they concerned?
Well, they're concerned not necessarily about them personally taking alcohol and drugs, but those people around them, it's an issue for them. Whether they see it in the media, they're seeing things on the news, or their own personal experiences, or a friend that's had some experiences in regards to that, has been top of mind. But that's not the only issues that our young people are concerned about. Equity and discrimination is another one, and mental health seems to be really on the rise of a concern for our young people.
So it's really quite good that there is more awareness of mental health and just what the state is, especially with young people, I suppose.
Well, absolutely. I mean, mental health is a concern that really does affect all of us, and it's certainly playing on the minds of our young people. And the sooner that we can get an understanding as to what their concerns are, the sooner that we can provide the support for them to hopefully set them on the right path.
So what happens once you've surveyed and you've found out the extent or what kinds of things are concerns for young people? What happens to your results?
Well, it helps to inform a range of different things, but certainly this is our 16th year. We do get over 22,000. Well, last year we got over 22,000 people respond. So it does
That's amazing.
It's wonderful. And with that critical mass, it really does help us go to advocate to government organisations to be able to support a level of funding to get the right types of programs and targeted programs to our young people. That's what we do. We advocate, we go to government, we dissect the survey to focus in on key areas of trends, as you mentioned before, really so that we can open up the doors as best we can for our young people to perform at their best.
So have you, in fact, done that over the past few years? Have there been any really good results?
Well, we have. So we have advocated. We've designed new programs. We've tailored different programs to support our young people. Certainly, it's been helpful to get a listening ear from the government, where they have really started to generate a real keen interest in what the results are of our annual youth survey. And it really does go a long way. But I tell you what, I mean, it really does bring us a snapshot, get a real sense in terms of what our young people are thinking. And I would really like to encourage as many people as possible to respond with our youth survey so that we can continue to provide support.
So where do you find your respondents? How do people take part in the survey?
Well, I mean, to actually find the survey itself, you can go straight onto our website, and it's right there on the main page, admissionaustralia.com.au/youth survey, but you'll see it straight on our website. But how people can get involved is we're really encouraging schools, youth groups, church groups, community organisations to promote it and give an opportunity for people to jump online and actually have their say.
Well, that sounds like the way to go. So can we get more information if we're in a position to do that kind of thing, Ben?
Yes, absolutely. And what I recommend is if you go straight to the website, that will be the best way to find all the information you need to take part of it.
So missionaustralia.com.au.
Missionaustralia.com.au, that's it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you for your support.
And that's Ben Carblis. He's the director of the New South Wales branch of Mission Australia, the Youth Survey. It's coming your way now at 27 past 9.